Hi, hello. Welcome to Mary's Cup of Tea, the self-love podcast for women, though all self-lovers are welcome here. I'm Mary. I write and speak about self-love, and I'm best known for my book, The Gift of Self-Love, and I also host retreats for women. And this is the podcast that will inspire you to love yourself. Real quick, before we dive in, I want to make sure you know about my book, The Gift of Self-Love. It's a workbook to help you build confidence, recognize your worth, and learn to love who you are. It's available anywhere books are sold. Thousands of people have it, love it, and have told me that it has greatly benefited their self-love journey, and I hope it'll do the same for you. And now let's get into the podcast. As we wrap up this rather interesting year, I want to kind of recap, tie a bow on the definition of self-love that I personally keep coming back to. This is the exact framework that I taught at my most recent retreat in Canada, and I thought it would be beneficial to share it with you here, especially as we go into end of year reflections slash next year planning. I want to ground you in the roots of self-love. So we'll just dive right in. It's going to be a rather succinct episode. You know how in my book, The Gift of Self-Love, I had this, the first chapter was the self-love formula, and it essentially explained that self-love is a combination of three different parts: self-esteem, aka self-confidence, self-compassion, like being kind to yourself, and self-worth, which is the feeling of enoughness. As I was thinking about this, I wish I added, and I feel like writers, artists in general, are always like looking back at their work and wanting to modify it in some way. Well, one way that I would expand a little bit more on self-esteem, self-compassion, and self-worth is essentially self-esteem is how you think, like your self-talk. Self-compassion is what you do, like those little acts of kindness. And self-worth is who you be. It's the really deep underlying layer of, like I expressed earlier, feeling enough. So those three elements of self-love, self-compassion, self-esteem, self-worth, those are kind of like the roots of what I see as a self-love tree. And the branches of my self-love tree are the different areas of your life. Everyone's branches are unique, but mine are spiritual, emotional, mental, physical, social, romantic, and existential. Those are kind of the seven themes of my life that I value, that I think about deeply, that I really want to feel grounded in. So if those are the branches, for me, self-love is a deep inner knowing that spiritually, that first branch, spiritually, I am whole on my own and a part of something greater. Emotionally, I can feel my feelings without drowning in them. Mentally, I have the ability to choose my thoughts and beliefs. Physically, my body is not an object to be fixed, but a vessel for self-expression. Socially, I deserve respect, connection, and belonging. Romantically, I'm worthy of reciprocal intimacy that is honest, healthy, and safe. And existentially, my life has meaning in ways that cannot be quantified. Those are my seven self-love branches that have sprung up from the roots of my tree that is planted in self-esteem, self-compassion, and self-worth. If you want more in-depth definitions and exercises around those three components, they're in my book, The Gift of Self-Love. But I wish if I could go back and add something to my book, it would be these branches of my self-love tree. Although I think there's a pretty similar framework in my book. I called it the self-love pie, but more and more so, I keep coming back to nature as a metaphor and like, what can we learn from it and how can we extrapolate bits and pieces of ourself and kind of make them metaphorical to how nature grows and what it puts its roots into and what are we putting our roots into. So for me, it's those seven branches, and yours can be different, right? Like you can make your own self-love tree with your own definitions and your own branches and themes, areas of your life. But for me personally, I found that this has been incredibly helpful, and I've received extraordinary feedback from retreat sisters about how much they love thinking about self-love as this tree, that spiritually you are whole on your own and a part of something greater. Emotionally, you can feel your feelings without drowning in them. Mentally, you have the ability to choose your thoughts and beliefs. Physically, your body is not an object to be fixed, but a vessel for self-expression. Socially, you deserve respect, connection, and belonging. Romantically, you are worthy of reciprocal intimacy that is honest, healthy, and safe. And existentially, your life has meaning in ways that cannot be quantified. I hope you can maybe write down these seven self-love branches that I've come up with and come back to them, and or modify them to make them your own, especially as we reflect on the new year and envision what we want to come into fruition next year. May you always ground yourself in your own unique individual framework for self-love, whether that's my tree or something else you want to plant. Okay, that's all I have for you today. More to come next time. If you're enjoying our self-love podcast, please take a moment to leave a comment or a review letting me know what your biggest takeaway was. As somebody who works mostly behind the scenes on this podcast, I love hearing from you, and it just keeps me connected to the purpose, which is always to spread the gift of self-love.